Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. Hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I have a couple announcements. Today's devotional is coming from 2 Thessalonians 3 and 2. "And that we may be delivered from the wicked and evil man, for not all have faith." Subject: believing and relying on God. That's the devotional for today. It's about 7 minutes long, maybe six. I can't quite remember. Also, 5 minutes with God is coming from Isaiah 41:13. "For I, the Lord God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you." Those are available for you if you want to listen to them. Remember, you can always send in your prayer requests through email, through the surrenderministries.info if you want to. You can even chat with me on the website. It's a chat box at the bottom. If you click it, it's not a group chat. It's an individual chat. It just asks your name and email address. Once you do that, you can chat with me as much as you like on that website, as well as free devotionals. You can read the devotional for today or any of the devotionals, actually. I've been writing for about 3 years, maybe four, and I have not been able to put all the devotionals on that website, but you can look at them. They're perfectly free. Also, if you need anointing oil, if you want devotional sent out to your home address, please message me and send me your home address. Anointing oil is small vows. They're free of charge. If you would like that. Also, on Monday, I'm sending out the 30-day prayer in the calendar for the month. Now, I might start on Sunday sending them out, but I'm supposed to be going out of town. So if a lot of you don't receive that particular anything from me between those times, between Thursday and maybe Saturday or Sunday, let me know. Say, hey, I didn't get this. I didn't get that. I will send it out. But I'm going to try to keep doing what I normally do. I don't want to take a break from this, but I have to go on a family vacation. So If I miss you on anything, please let me know. So let's get started with prayer. I've talked too much. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us, to help guide us, Father God. And Father God, we ask you to save our souls, Father God. Father God, we yield ourselves to you. We ask you to change us, Father God. We ask you to mold us, Father God. We ask you to open our eyes so that we may see, open our ears that we may hear, Father God. Father God, we ask as we read this word, don't let us just read it and just to be reading it, but Father God, help us be hearers and doers of your word, Father God. Help us to be what you want us to be, which is kind and compassionate and loving and long-suffering, Father God. Father God, help us with those things, Father God, because sometimes that's hard to do, Father God. But Father God, we just thank you for everything, Father God. We thank you for the life that we have, the clothes on our back, the food on our table, the shoes on our feet, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for every moment you have given us in our life, Father God. Every big blessing, every small blessing, Father God, we just thank you. Father God, I need to let people know that what God has laid heavy on my heart is that it's not about the blessings. It's not about the blessings. It's not about the houses. It's not about the cars. But Father God, let them know, Father God, help me to let them know that it's about doing what's right. It's about saving our souls. It's about not going to hell, because hell is a real place, Father God. It's a real place that people don't believe that it's real, but it's real if we don't get ourselves together. And Father God, I ask you to help this nation, help this world to get themselves together, Father God. It's so much hate, so much jealousy, so much strife, Father God. So many sexual immoralities going on, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch every individual to change, Father God. Because if we carry these things, we will not make it to heaven, Father God. Father God, help them to change their ways, Father God. Help them to seek you first, Father God. Help me to seek you more, Father God. Father God, I ask you right now to touch every individual that's listening, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch them right now and lead them back to you, Father God. Father God, if they trip and stumble, because we're going to do that because we're made of flesh. But Father God, help us to stay on the straight and narrow. Help us not go to the wide road because it's easy, Father God. Help us to stop wearing these fake masks like we're doing something. But Father God, help us to be real. Help us to be real. Help pastors to be real. Help prophets to be real, and deacons to be real, and Sunday school teachers to be real. Because it's not going to save a soul if we're fake. It's not going to save a soul if we're not rightly dividing the word of truth. But Father God, help us to rightly divide the word of truth. Father God, help us to help our neighbor, Father God. Help us to get rid of bitterness and hatred, Father God. Father God, we thank you. Father God, watch over Isha. She said, I have a headache. Father God, watch her over her when she has her migraines, her headaches. Father God, touch her right now, Father God. Touch her head, Father God. Save her soul, Father God. Father God, we ask you to watch over Justin. He said, I'm dealing with bitterness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the spirit of bitterness. We rebuke the spirit of lust. We have someone else that's on here dealing with lust, which is John. Father God, we rebuke those two spirits off these two men. Father God, we send it back to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. Father God, I ask you to help them to give up the hurt. Give up the pain, surrender their eyes and hands to you for cleansing, Father God. Father God, touch these two individuals, Father God. Touch anyone else that's dealing with lust and bitterness and malice and disappointment and rejection, Father God. Help these people, help people out, help me out with these same problems that we all are having, Father God. Help us all to work as one to surrender the flesh, to crucify the flesh. Every day we should be crucifying the flesh, Father God. Help us all to crucify the flesh. Father God, watch over Scott. He said, I'm dealing with liver cancer. Anyone else is dealing with liver cancer besides Scott? Father God, touch them. Father God, heal their body, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Father God, send your healing angels out, Father God. Father God, watch over Anderson. She said she's losing her sight. Father God, help them to see, Father God. Help them to spiritually see and mentally and physically see, Father God. Open their eyes up, Father God. Even if they had to go to the doctor, Father God, help that doctor to correct it, Father God. But Father God, I know that you have the healing power to touch them. Touch them right now, Father God. Anyone that's dealing with pain, Father God, touch them right now, Father God. Rebuke the spirit of pain. Rebuke the spirit of torture, Father God. We send those things back to the pits of hell, Father God. Father God, watch over Carrie. He said, I love to drink, but I know I shouldn't. Father God, touch Carrie. He has a spirit of drunkenness, Father God. Touch him right now, Father God. Help him to surrender those things, Father God. Father God, help him to let go of those things of the flesh, Father God. Help him to surrender himself to you each and every day, Father God. Anyone else that's dealing with that type of appetite, Father God, or that type of problem, Father God, touch them right now, Father God. Help them to surrender to you right now, Father God. Father God, watch over the Wright family. Father God, right now they're dealing with death. Father God, you should touch them right now, Father God. Help them grieve, Father God. Anyone else that's grieving, Father God, help them to not let go of it. But Father God, help them to deal with it in a good way, Father God. Because Father God, I know that they're hurting. I know that they're sad. I know that they feel like their world's been touched upside down. But Father God, touch them. Send them the spirit of peace, Father God. Send them your angel of peace, Father God. Let peace be all around them, Father God. Help their mind to stay on you, Father God. Father God, watch over David. He said, I want to stop cussing, but can't. But Father God, touch David's tongue. Release him from that cussing, Father God. Give him that desires of his heart because he said he wants to stop. Anyone else that has a problem with cussing, Father God, touch them right now, Father God. Relieve him of the cussing, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God. Heal them, Father God. Heal them of that spirit, Father God. Father God, watch over Hayden. He said, I feel like dying. Father God, in the name of Jesus, rebuke the spirit of suicide and depression, anxiety. We send it back to the pits of hell, Father God. Anyone else that's dealing with that, Father God, give them peace in their mind, Father God. Help them to surrender their mind to you, Father God. Anything else that they're dealing with or trying to get into, Father God, help them not to do it. If it's drinking, if it's smoking, Father God, help them to surrender. Help them to surrender from those things, Father God. Help them to come to you every day seeking you and not the pipe, Father God, and not a joint, Father God, and not a cup of wine, Father God. Help them to seek you. Father God, I ask you to touch every person on this podcast, Father God. Save their soul. Save their soul, Father God. It's time to repent while it's still light, Father God. Help them to repent, Father God, while it's still light. Help them to repent, Father God, while it's still light. Father God, people don't understand how real hell is. It's a real place. It is darkness there. So much darkness. It's so much fear there. It's people with sails on the walls. There's no way getting out. It's such a dark place. Father God, please. Save their soul. Save my soul if my soul's not right. If my soul's not right, save me too. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to see no one else go there, Father God. Please. Touch them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful to be a new creature in Christ. People of God, this is a real place. acknowledge them right now. Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful to be a creature in Christ. I claim every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Lord, secretly pray that you reward me openly. I walk in boldly in my authority. I renounce all hatred, anger, resentment, and revenge, retaliation, and forgiveness and bitterness in the name of Jesus. I pray that the fire of God surrounds and protects my life from all destruction. I bind the power of darkness as souls controls the airwaves and release them. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I also command all spirits of pride and stubbornness and disobedience and rebellion and self-will and selflessness and arrogance to come out that is trying to attach itself to me. Lord, enlarge my heart so I may obey your commands in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Remember to read Proverbs 26. I'm sorry. Sorry. I pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, discernment of spirits, and eyes and ears to be open. Remember to pray for people with aggression, sleeping, people that are sleeping in their car, and prisoners. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loved you. I love you too. Have a blessed day.